Send a movie idea.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here at The Dream Factory are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we'd like, but only one can be taken to the next stage where it'll be signed, sealed and posted to Lapland. I'm Joel, a man who puts the rolling into Let's Go Christmas Caroling. And across from me is John Harris, a man who is giddy at the prospect of telling his son the story of Père Fouettard this Christmas. Is that right, John?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's a particular bit of French folklore about three little children who get lost and captured by the wicked butcher, Père Fouettard. I assumed this was a big part of your childhood growing up. The story of the wicked
Christmas
butcher.
Thing.
And as a result, kids put out a little boot or a shoe every year full of gifts and sweets. I just assumed you're French. I assumed this was a big thing. I thought it was like the mince pies and the carrots. There's no recognition in your eyes at all.
No, maybe this is it. You've caught me. I'm not really half French. You've got me finally on. What is it?
So you don't have a very
Fouettard.
Yes, that's what it is. You don't have a very French Christmas.
No, not at all. Couldn't be more British. So
okay,
make it out what you will.
John,
hello.
We're not alone today.
I know
there is, in fact, a bearded man making his way down the chimney, because it wouldn't be Christmas without the podcaster, poet, broadcaster, actor, Twitch streamer extraordinaire, and, you know, all-round good eggnog, Scroobius Pip. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, guys. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
So exciting. I was trying to think of the last time we did one with a guest, John. That it feels it's so exciting to have another voice in the room.
It's been a long time since we've gone remote. We've never had a guest, but we trust you, Pip, and your Wi-Fi, so you're here.
Well, it's kind of bittersweet for me because I hate listening to myself on podcasts. So this is going to be the first episode of Dream Factory that I missed this year. I'm losing my 100% record.
Oh, damn, what can we do? We can send you an edit without you in.
If you could, and that'd also, be great. And
Our listens are so important to us that even losing one listen,
yeah,
is heartbreaking.
We'll see that. Yeah. We'll see on the graph when you stop listening.
You see, it's perfect if you can just send me one without my feed, because I love hearing people respond to me, but I just don't like hearing myself. So that sounds perfect.
Joel and I never record for more than half an hour together, but we've done an episode with you, which will come out later. We're recording in reverse because this is actually, Pip doesn't know this is going out tomorrow as we record this. This is going out on the 13th of December.
How exciting.
And we've recorded an episode with you talking about TV of the year, which
yes.
will go out at the end of the year. So yes. Everything's wrong, basically.
It's all messed up and backwards, but
couldn't feel more right to me. John,
I wish we could jump back like the Lazarus Project. People will understand that after that.
Oh, God, yes. That'll be the end of the... John, we're here to pitch movies. And we're here to pitch Christmas movies. What have you got for me?
What about this one from Sophie? Jingle All the Way. Sequel where Arnie battles to get his son, now in his 20s, the hot new protein powder for Christmas.
Nice. And Arnie...
I like it.
That's interesting. Oh, because you imagine Arnie is across his protein powders.
Yeah.
Big time. But this is special stuff.
No, you'd think he definitely knows the one that's got all the hype so he can post that so people don't think he's using all the steroids he's using. Because that's what fitness people have to do. They have to have the latest legal thing to cover up all the drugs they're on. Shout out Dwayne Johnson.
Shout out a guy we got obsessed with, John, the Liver King.
The Liver King.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Prime example of this.
He's had to put out an apology, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Who saw that coming?
And loads of people like responded to that going like, yeah, but you know, you can do what you want. It's like, no, he's made his business based on the fact that he's clean. So it is quite bad.
So Arnie's out there in the snow and the sleet. Maybe he's lost touch with his son. And the only way that they can reconnect is through the art of bodybuilding. And in order to rebuild that relationship, he thinks, I'm going to get my son the hot new whey protein that everyone's going on about. And as a result of it being the hottest ticket in town, it's sold out everywhere.
Mm.
And so he is just going from gym to gym. I imagine he's getting into bicep curl competitions. That's what they do in gyms, right? And fights. And he's like banging on the vending machines in gyms. He is at Sports Direct begging people behind the counter. I'm into this. I can see it.
I don't remember a lot about Jingle All The Way, but there is a sequence where like they have to get like a specific bouncy ball that like they can get to win the toy that the kid wants. I do like the idea of like a bunch of really ripped guys sort of running through a supermarket, bashing each other out of the way to get, like, I wouldn't say that to their faces, but I do think the idea of incredibly huge, roided up guys running is quite funny.
Yeah, it's always amusing. The cardio side is always a worry. Can we get some of them in suits? Because one of my favourite things is googly bodybuilders in suits because they look hilarious. Because suits don't fit bodybuilders and it just looks wonderful. They look like cartoon characters.
Because the first Jingle All The Way didn't really sort of do enough with the fact that Arnie is ripped. I think we can finally sort of, you know, use that to our advantage in this sequel. So yeah,
I think really worried then that there was a whole series of Jingle All The Ways and John was an expert on it.
Yeah, so did I when he said the first Jingle All The Way. Yeah. It only really sets up.
Arguably, it doesn't really get the Jingle All The Way universe. The second Jingle All The Way.
Yeah. The sort of the prequel and the sort of extended universe stuff is where you sort of really understand the toy.
Hey, how about this one from Rachel? Miracle on 35th Street. While everyone's attention is on Santa, the next street along is a series of really quite incredible miracles and no one gives a shit. It is popping off over on 35th Street and no one's paying a blind bit of notice.
I love it. Miracles left, right, and centre.
The moral of this story is we've all forgotten what Christmas is really about. Jesus. It's Jesus doing the miracles next door.
Yes.
Jesus has come back. He's finally popped back. Expecting a big reception. They're all messing about with Santa one road up.
Oh,
that's perfect.
That.
It's perfect.
Jesus
is
going door to door and there's no one there.
It can make a really serious point about how Christmas is a religious holiday and it's been, you know, hijacked by the commercialization that Santa has brought us and all this kind of thing. That it's all about gifts now and everything. Whereas when Jesus, you know, it was meant to be about celebrating the Lord and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, Jesus is one street away from all of the action and no one gives a damn.
No one cares because Santa's there giving out some gifts.
some free gifts. Jesus has come back and he hasn't really been like, you know, 2000 years ago was the last time he was around. And unfortunately, what he doesn't realize, a lot of his miracles sort of look like basic, you know, hand card tricks and stuff. So people don't realize he's doing it for real.
Jesus gets arrested because he's walking up to random people going, here, eat my flesh, bruv. drink my blood, fam.
And he does like, talk like that.
What is this guy doing? Why does he want us to eat his flesh and drink his blood?
Yeah,
this is horrible.
Christmas.
Let's go and talk to Santa.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? Santa stayed there year after year after year after year, a constant presence.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas with constant presence, whereas Jesus, you know, has, like you say, John, he's not been around for a long time.
And with the kind of new meta, as they say, like teens aren't drinking as much as they used to and health and fitness is more of a thing. Jesus is turning people's water into wine and they're like, what have you done to my water? I don't drink. I'm teetotal. I'm
sober,
you
whey protein?
Idiot. Yeah, exactly. I can't mix that with my whey protein. Arnie blast by. Amazing. I love it.
What about this one from Josh? I'm going to say this one and then I'm going to move. He's got two. I don't really want to focus on this one for too long, Joel. It's Coming Home Alone.
Oh, right. It's a football thing. It's very sad. Yeah.
Sorry, mate. What about this one?
Kevin McAllister ends up on the plane to a World Cup, finds himself in the England squad. His parents don't realise until they're watching the World Cup on TV and he's lining up for England.
And he scores the final penalty that gets England the World Cup. But then we get disqualified because he's American.
There you go.
Here's another one from him. Rampus, a hacker known as Rampus, so R-A-M-P-U-S, deletes the world's computer memory supplies. I'm sure that's how it's done, leaving supply chain chaos from the Christmas rush.
Not many Christmas films around kind of nerds and hacking. Maybe that's where we've been going wrong. So we've got your classic nerd in his basement hacker guy. Mm-hmm. What's his motivation for deleting the world's computer memory?
He's on the bad list.
He's on the naughty list. He's trying to delete Santa. That's it. He's a hacker. He's trying to delete Santa's naughty list because he's on
the
it.
Naughty list, yes. And, I like it.
Maybe he switches the list or something.
I like the idea as well, because every hacker in this day and age in a film has to have the anonymous mask. I like it that he's going to have a little Santa hat as well. So the face will be the little anonymous mask face, but with a Santa hat, maybe with a beard drawn on.
Because at this point, even Santa's gone, he's digitized, you imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
His lists are going to be, they're going to be on the iPhone Notes app. There's just no way he's moved from paper, I would say, in the last decade.
100%. He's got a little mount for his iPad on his sleigh that he can just scroll through.
Absolutely.
It's all linked on maps, so each person, he can just click and it directs them.
He's even more efficient these days.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, a hacker has a feeling, because of his aforementioned hacking, that he's going to be on the naughty list.
Yeah.
He's not going to get what he wants for Christmas. And so he hacks into the Santa server, and he tries to delete himself from the list, but he switches the lists so that everyone that's behaved well is receiving the coal under the tree. And I imagine Christmas Day, that's going to lead to riots, right? If all the naughty kids have been rewarded for their behavior and all the nice kids have got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, all the nice kids getting coal will be nice. They'll just say, oh, that's so sad.
No, but imagine if it self-rights. So all the naughty kids get gifts and become good because they got gifts and like, oh, wow, we've got gifts. This is nice. And all the good kids get cold and act up and riot and whatnot. And then it goes, right, well, actually, they were the naughty kids all along. And all the naughty kids needed was to be treated with love. And it actually has a positive Christmassy message.
You're really giving us a nice... You're really buying into the Christmas message for all of these films.
You've
got to
get the Christmas message across.
You've got to get it out of there.
So these supposedly good kids now have coal and have become evil, and that's the end of the film. We're okay with that as the conclusion.
Yep. Fuck them. Yep. Horrible fuckers.
I've never met a kid who was on the naughty list. God, they must be hardcore.
They're hardcore, yeah. Well, you've also never got coal for Christmas.
No, of course not.
I actually, I watched Muppets Christmas Carol last night.
Good.
All-timer. Good. And there's a bit at the very end, spoiler alert, guys, when Scrooge becomes a nice guy, he gives coal to the rats that work in his accountancy. Mm-hmm. And apparently they shot that, made it. And then when they test screened, loads of kids were like, oh, why does he still hate the rats? Because he's given them coal. But he was giving them coal for their fires. But when they tested the film, kids were like, oh, he's really nice, but he still hates all of his employees because he's just giving them coal for Christmas.
So I was. This shows how old and forgetful I am. I was about to say, I was listening to a podcast the other day and I was saying, not only Muppets Christmas Carol, but all Muppets films are quite Christmassy and a good watch this time of year. And I realised it was Dream Factory that was said on. So,
I mean, you tune in at any point, you pick a Dream Factory episode and just got to scroll to around a minute, there's a chance the Muppets are getting mentioned.
The Muppets will get a shout.
Yeah.
I'm not a big film crier, but when someone does a nice thing, it kills me. And so all the Christmas, like the big Christmas films are big cries for me. So It's a Wonderful Life and Muppets Christmas Carol, big cries.
There was a bit, I was holding back the tears last night. Die Hard,
big,
absolutely.
Big cry.
The bit when Tiny Tim's no longer there and Kermit's telling Miss Piggy the spot he's picked out in the graveyard for Tiny Tim. Oh my God.
This is a kid's
Jesus
film.
Jesus Christ. I know.
It's tough, isn't it?
And they've added in now. There was that song that they removed again when they tested it as a song, Love Is Gone.
Yeah.
And?
Which was too sad. They cut it from the film and they've put it back in. It's on the Disney Plus version this year. God, it hits you hard.
Is it sad?
It's really sad. It's called
Take
Love
it
Is
out.
Gone, John.
Get rid of it again.
Hey, how about this one from Nathan? Murder on the Polar Express. Every passenger has their own motive for murdering little Timmy. But who did it? And will Santa come to the rescue?
I like it already.
I've
was
never
on
seen
board
Polar
as soon
Express.
As it started. I've never seen Polar Express, but I like murder mysteries.
A murder mystery at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea, isn't it? I could see Knives Out 3 happening at Christmas.
Yeah.
Big Very family. Good. Big family get together. Maybe, you know, they get snowed in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
and there's a murder in a big Christmassy lodge in Switzerland or something.
100% see it happening.
I don't think Tiny Tim is a character from the Murder Express for the record. I think who sent this one in?
Nathan. Well, he said Little Timmy, so I think he's used some creative license there. I don't think Dickens can come for us.
Little Timmy
is completely different.
Yeah. Small Tom. We're avoiding any legal run-ins with the Dickens estate.
Yeah,
but legally, right? Any coincidence, any sort of similarities or coincidence. We are sort of saying this is the same character. And why would we not say
it's the same character, okay? Sorry. If you guys want to start rap careers, one of you can be Tiny Wayne and the other one can be Lil Temper and no one can touch you. As long as you change your
name. Tiny Wayne is such a... How are you getting any respect in the rap game with the name Tiny Wayne?
Here comes Tiny Wayne. Tiny Wayne. Here comes Lil Temper.
Lil Temper
sounds like one of the Snow White, the Seven Dwarves.
I was going to say it sounds like something I would call my son if he was having a tantrum. Come here, Lil Temper. but why would someone murder a little child on a train? I'm not over the moon about this. Could it be? Can we make it some sort of Scroogey character that gets murdered, and then that way, justified?
I think the big reveal that the killer was a polar bear explains the choice of because they don't have to have a conscience and an active choice.
Nice, yeah.
Turns out the killer. Who would kill Little Timmy?
The bit where they're in the room, in Murder on the Orient Express, they're all gathered in one room, and Poirot's like, the killer's in this room, and it's just a room of people and a fucking violent polar bear.
But he's
going around the room, and you said you're in the buffet car, and there's just a bear growling the entire time.
The aesthetic of your murder mysteries, the polar bear is laid out and he's pretending to be a rug.
As Poirot's doing the rounds, he steps on the polar bear's tail.
That's how they go.
Because we were saying this the other day on an episode, I think, about the idea of introducing a rule late into the film. And I think the idea that, it's completely played straight. And then it's just the last minute, also there was a polar bear that was run riot on
just
this
on
train.
The train.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned this, but...
I don't think Rian Johnson will be slightly more clever with his plotting than just, and by the way, there was a polar bear.
Yeah.
But he's maybe missing out
unless
on a trick.
It could be like the train from, is it Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where it's young Indiana Jones at the start and he runs the length of that train and there's a lion on it and snakes. I'm just saying these trains are out there, guys.
These trains exist. They've been established in
I'm not sure how responsible Network Rail is for that sort of train. But it would be good when there's train strikes over Christmas if there's just like a polar bear on the picket line.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What about this one from Stu? The Chris mask. Jim Carrey accidentally stumbles upon a mask that gives him incredible reality warping powers and also makes him Santa or something.
Jim Carrey as Santa's good.
Yeah, would watch.
I prefer it to be it's not a Christmas film and he's just got a Chris mask. Now, it could be Chris Pine. It could be Chris Hemsworth. Mm-hmm. It could be any of the big Chris's.
Yeah.
But I think Jim Carrey would be happy to transform into any of them. And that's easier. Because it's basically a face-off, a body swap type thing. Jim Carrey puts on a mask,
he can be any Chris.
Yeah, any Chris. Yeah, it changes each time.
Yeah.
I like the idea of getting someone like Chris Evans in to try and recreate the physicality of Jim Carrey. I think that's quite a task for any actor, I would say.
Yeah. I still don't know why John Travolta and Nicolas Cage never got any Oscar nods for playing each other. Because I genuinely feel when John Travolta's character is supposedly Nicolas Cage, it feels like Nicolas Cage playing John. Do you know what I mean?
You can
tell which one's which.
You
and
buy
it's convincing.
It. Yeah.
Underrated performances there. I know it's a bit of a joke film these days, but underrated performances.
Definitely agree. And more Jim Carrey on my screens is a good thing.
Yeah.
Is a good
in
thing.
Films and stuff, not necessarily doing really long, confusing interviews.
Yeah, less of that. Less of that.
Maybe a bit less of that. More performances.
Yeah. I think another, like something I feel like this is a conversation you had on your podcast, Pip, 7 years ago. Is it the thing about, has anyone ever had a better run, a better year of films than Jim Carrey? Is that a theory of yours?
He had that run of The Mask. He had Ace Ventura in there. He had Dumb and Dumber in there. It was a hell of a
It's like one year with a sort of four massive, brilliant
And Cable
movies.
Guy in the middle.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
Yeah, really
Absolutely
good.
Ridiculous. What a guy. How about this one from Daryl? Slade Runner. Noddy Holder and the rest of the gang must hunt down replicants before they steal Christmas.
Oh, mate. I love it. And I love the tension of waiting for him to shout it's Christmas. Like, the real feel
you know it's gonna
when
happen.
You get it. When you get it, I'd hold off so long on
when
that.
When he kills the final replicant.
It might be a post-credit scene. It might be a post-credit scene.
He's like using his guitar as a literal axe, right?
Yeah.
He speeds his Christmas and takes off his head.
Because it's constantly raining in Blade Runner. Just replace that with snow.
Yeah.
Easy. That's an instant win. That's an easy win. Noddy Holder and Harrison Ford. I mean, we all know the obvious similarities there. We don't need to go into that. That's a pretty easy switch.
Noddy Holder doing that big speech in the rain. Is that going to work?
I know, I've seen things. It's not him.
It's Rutger, isn't it?
Yeah. I've seen reindeers you wouldn't believe. Yeah,
that's fine. That's actually done by the lead singer of the band Wizard. So
nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. Have you got any more, John? Or do you want to pitch our own?
I've got one more.
Okay.
What about this one from Martin? Me, my elf, and I. A woman gets to live her life out with one of Santa's helpers.
Beautiful.
I was thinking me, my elf, and Irene, which is, again,
Jim
we're back
again.
In Jim Carrey territory.
Back Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
So, which I'd imagine is sort of a tasteless film about sort of schizophrenia nowadays, but make one of those personalities an elf?
Great.
Perfect.
Sometimes they write themselves, Sean. Sometimes they write themselves.
All right. Let's do ours.
Here's one from me. Dr. Strangelove, actually. It's Christmas Eve. Hugh Grant is dancing through number 10, and while dancing around, he slips and accidentally launches a nuclear attack on Lapland. It's up to Colin Firth, Martin Freeman, Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson, and Keira Knightley to resolve their various Christmas dramas and prevent the attack from happening.
I love it.
Because if you attack Lapland, they don't have sort of like big military capabilities, but they do have magic, which I'd imagine is quite good in warfare.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, well, that's why no one's ever launched an attack on Lapland.
Yeah, that's the main.
They also sort of have the secret to infinite resources and time travel. So there's some, you know, if you could win the war against Lapland, you're going to unearth technology, you know, you can't even imagine.
It's like mutually assured destruction and the nuclear deterrent. But there's also the sort of terrifying Santa deterrent as well that we don't really talk about in politics. Yeah.
Not nearly enough. Is Love Actually the one that's got the holding the signs?
Yes, it does.
What can they be doing that for in this? What can that be? What secret?
I reckon
they
each one's a number.
They don't want them
and
to
it's,
hear?
A it's the nuclear code.
It's the nuclear code.
It's just like 1, 7, 5. He just keeps dropping the code. It is the nuclear code.
She's looking around all nervous. Yeah. All right. Okay.
That's one of the weirdest scenes in cinema.
Don't let the
right?
vice president hear.
Yeah. Pretend it's carol singers and then he just starts dropping the nuclear codes.
That's how it all starts. It's the vice president that sets off the thing because it's even the code.
What are you going to say about that scene? Weirdest scene
It's
ever.
One of the weirdest scenes in cinema, isn't it? When he rings the door, so much has to go right for him there. So he's in love with his best mate's wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he goes on Christmas Eve and rings at their door, and he's got cards, you know, a la Bob Dylan, Subterranean, Homesick Blues style. And he's dropping, and he's basically going to relay the message to the wife that he's madly in love with her, but the husband can't hear. So he's got a boombox to play carol singers. And then he drops these cards one by one. But we've seen this 1,000 times. If the husband answers the door, it's game over.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
How do you cover that up? You know, it's so strange. And then I think she chases him down the street. And I also think, I don't know, isn't the husband just like quite nice? I haven't established in the film that he's an arsehole.
But that era of films did a really good job of painting snidey or just really shitty stalkerish behaviour as wonderful romance.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is pretty shit. It's his best mate. He should be letting him hear. I get it. You've fallen in love. You can't help that. But let them both know. Don't be standing there with your little, your carol singer's car. And that's, if there's ever premeditated, that's very premeditated. That's as premeditated as you can get. He's got the carol singer recorded.
Exactly. I reckon I'm about four cards in, I'd start thinking, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And he gets to, he does about 30 cards.
Yeah.
Also, you say like, oh, what if it's the husband answering the door? But also like, he says, say it's carol singers. If I'm sat and some carol singers have shown up to the house, I'm not just going to go, I'll continue watching telly. I won't see the carol singers.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to the door.
Yeah. Yeah. You give them a look. Yeah.
It's very strange. Piss off.
Come on then, John. What have you got?
Classic romance.
A Muppet's Christmas Carol is the film you know and love, but there's a subplot about Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara falling in love. Carol? Cool.
That's good. Well done.
Okie doke. So,
that pretty much brings us to the end. Normally we decide a winner here, but I guess Pip, the honour's yours today to pick a winner. If you need a reminder, we've had Doctor Strangelove, actually, Slade Runner, Murder on the Polar Express, Miracle on 35th Street. John.
The Chris Mask, Jingle All the Way, It's Coming Home Alone, Rampus, Me, My Elf and I.
I think I'd go for Miracle on 35th Street. I think it's got all the Christmas cheer and a real anti-Christmas message at the same time, which is what I want from my films.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Pip. I don't know if there's anything specific you want to plug. Distraction Pieces podcast. You're
not at
Twitch.
All. Yeah, I've got podcasts about. I'm on Twitch. I do bits. I do stuff. I've got nothing to sell. I'm just excited to be here, guys. It's been a pleasure listening to you. I've said this on two podcasts now, but it's been a pleasure listening to you all year. So it's good to come on and have a little natter.
Thank you so much.
Can you stay with us for 5 more minutes? And I want to know what your Christmas day is like. Really quickly.
I'm so glad
we'll
you're
do that after
the same thing. Pip, it's Christmas Day. Talk us through.
That's come quick.
I know. Well, thanks so much for spending it with us. What are the key tenets of a Pipmas?
Here's what I'm telling you. Last year, I nailed Christmas Day.
Here we go.
All right.
Yes, come on.
It's the first year. It's the first Christmas I've had with our dog. So we've got a dog. So
good start.
First things first, I make a load of bacon and brie rolls, wrap them in tin foil, pop them in a little bag. I then meet my brother and dad on a dog walk. So me, my partner, my brother, my dad, and my dog, I'm whipping out the bacon and brie rolls for breakfast. So we're having a nice, cool, wintry walk with the dog. Of course, I bought him a few treats as well. He's having a lovely time. Then I head home, and because it was the first one with the dog, my mum's got a cat, my dad lives on his own, we had Christmas at mine. But I got my mum to do the turkey because I've not got the biggest oven, and because all the other bits are the more fun bits to cook at Christmas.
Absolutely.
So I got to just make lovely potatoes and veg and all sorts of other stuff, then hosted Christmas. The one mistake we made was, my dog's a rescue dog, shout out to Finley, not a fan of like fireworks and stuff. I didn't think that had also applied to Christmas crackers.
Oh, wow.
Lost his shit. Proper lost it. Because it is just a bang, isn't it? It's a really scary. Yeah. So that had him going crazy. So this year we might pass on the Christmas crackers. So all of that business, relax on the sofas to watch a bit of TV. Everyone loves a family game at Christmas, right?
Yes.
This year, no more jockeys.
Yes.
Wonderful game to bring into the family for Christmas. Brilliant. We had the best time. My brother and mum and dad and all that went home. When my brother had got home, he said, "Oh, I forgot something," and sent a video of him doing the handshake that they do at the end of No More Jockeys. So we all then sent videos of handshakes round, then just collapsed and watched TV. It was a pretty bang on Christmas day, and I'm hoping to recreate it as best as possible this year.
I love the idea of No More Jockeys with the family. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Really worked well. Both of my parents have tried watching No More Jockeys, not really understood it and bailed, but playing it, you get the hang of it. It's a different thing to watching it. It's easier. So yeah, I recommend that as a Christmas game for everyone this year. No More Jockeys, or just to watch on YouTube. We should have talked about that in our TV shows episode, really. Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Well, yeah, listen to that next week, 2 weeks' time.
A couple of weeks.
Pip's podcast where we talked about our TV of the year. But thank you so much. Have a lovely Christmas. And thank you, John.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I mean, I'm going to talk to you again before Christmas, but have a lovely week, you know.
Thank you very much.
Have a good time. And love to all the listeners. Send us film ideas, please. Goodbye.
Bye.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media, then you'll be the best listener.